Truth Works. Life, Purpose, Leadership. Episode 40.
Yep, it's me, Dion, helping you discover your story, lead with purpose, and have an impact. I've asked myself that question many times. Our story gives us purpose, direction, and inspiration. I have a 7-point plan to be the one people believe in. Our stories allow us to develop habits to deal with the world as it is, not as we wish it to be. Storytelling is the most effective way to merge meaning and emotions. We are all emotional beings. We react. We have feelings. People connect to emotion. If they feel something, they are more likely to respond. When we tell stories driven by our own motivational and memorable intent, people feel something. They are more likely to believe in us. Storytelling appeals to the thought processes and intellect. There's some real scientific basis for my complete belief in the power of storytelling. In fact, there are 7 reasons. Yep, 7 reasons and 7 areas of the brain that are stimulated by stories. These are those parts of the brain that respond to sound, smell, language, processing of words that are heard, the comprehension of those words, movement, touch, and finally colors and shapes. So when you talk about what you've seen, heard, felt, or even smelt, your listeners can see, hear, feel, and smell those things too. When you share a story that has meaning for you, they can walk where you have walked. And what could be more effective than that to really convey who you are and what you are really all about? You give your audience a chance to really get inside your heart and your head. That's the connection you need. Andrew was about to talk to his senior management team. He was a client of mine that I'd been working with for 2 years. Andrew was so tired of feeling like they didn't understand him. He wanted them to believe in him. He wanted them to understand why he wanted the business to reach £100 million turnover in 3 years. Andrew decided to identify an emotive intent for his presentation. He decided to talk to them carrying an emotion and holding on to that emotion throughout the time he was speaking to them. The feedback Andrew received was unprecedented. But more importantly, Andrew felt that he was living like the leader he knew he was meant to be. Andrew used an emotion which he chose, an appropriate emotive intent, to drive the way in which he was going to be for the entire time he spoke. He decided on the level of intensity of emotion too. His storytelling was compelling. He owned not only the stuff he was talking about, but why he was talking about it and the feelings he wanted others to experience from him. They believed in him. Andrew connected to what he was saying, and he tapped into the right brain of his listeners, the part of the brain that's all about the imagination, feeling, and creativity, and excitement. So I'm saying, don't deny your emotions. Don't let your storytelling, your talks, or your engagements, or your communication be devoid of emotion. Life is full of ups and downs. Live it, warts and all. Our stories allow us to develop habits to deal with the world as it is, not as we want it to be. Storytelling is the most effective way to merge meaning and emotions. So here is my 7-point plan to be the one people believe in. Build a weekly practice of self-reflection using these 7 questions. Add your own as you discover the right questions for you. 1, how do I want to show up this week? Then, before each interaction with someone, identify an intent and observe yourself in action. See my video on the power of intent. What is my story? Discover your story using the River of Life exercise and build a bank of everyday stories to use. I have a video on my YouTube channel for this too. What emotion-filled storytelling have I brought to bear this week? Which have been useful? And in what way? What have I done this week to help me realize my story? What am I grateful for this week? And what could I do to improve? And the crucial piece to celebrate here is 7, is what have I done well and therefore should do more of? So that's my 7-point plan to be the one people believe in. Stay safe, stay well, and have a good rest of your week.
For more information, please visit truth-works.co.uk And don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast.